In today's Gospel, speaking of the destruction of the temple and all the heinous crimes that transpired during that time in which the Romans laid siege to Jerusalem and wiped out every vestige of what was old. And the reason such chastisement came upon the world, because of the constant theme pointed out to us through all of Scripture, that God created us in the beginning to know Him, to love Him, and to serve Him. That is, to worship Him in true worship. Our first parents failed, and so God, immediately not wishing to abandon mankind, gave them a promise of a Redeemer who, in union with His mother, would wipe out forever evil. And so God strengthened them and gave them hope to persevere until that time when the Savior and His mother would come into the world. But mankind would fail God again, and so He would take a people and set them aside as His very own. And these people were to preserve that one truth, that one hope, to hold out that one hope to all nations to come. And yet, the chosen people would often fail, and primarily they fail because they sought to keep the authentic worship of God to themselves. They thought to establish, to nationalize the religion for themselves and to use it in order to conquer the world, to become like the Romans had become to them. And so, they too failed. And that is why our Lord today prophesies to them of the coming destruction. And so we have that opportunity to always stay faithful to God because we have that one true church, the universal church of God in which we are members. And often we need to reflect upon this because what got mankind into all kinds of trouble was always the attempt to form the universal church of man. Whether it was Cain or his offspring, they were always trying to tinker with the worship of Almighty God, and ultimately it was in order that they may indulge themselves in sinful pleasure. Our modern world is in opposition to one thing and one thing only. That is, it is in opposition to what the chosen people of old ultimately were in opposition to, the one true church and how God wishes to be worshipped. And so we see that the temple was the sign. In the first reading, we see that Mattathias slew the one who came to offer sacrifice at Modin, because true sacrifice, true worship can only be offered in the temple of God. For God alone has the right to reveal to mankind what authentic worship is and what is necessary for all mankind to offer that worship. He does so, and He will do so until the end of time in that one kingdom He has established in this world, that light shining on the mountain, that is Holy Mother Church. And so we must expect that those who are forging the universal church of man are always and will always be in opposition to the universal church of Christ, that is, the Holy Roman Catholic Church. And all religions outside of her are ultimately false religions and false worships of Almighty God, and those who persevere in the false worship of God ultimately risk their eternal salvation. And it is only through the Mattathiases of the day, that is, those who defend the rights of God, that witness to the love of God. And so we must defend always and everywhere the rights of God, most especially where they are assailed. And if we live in a nation that is denying wholesale the truths of Almighty God, we must show true love of that nation by standing up, honoring our leaders, that is, giving them all, as it were, we can, but not giving them what we cannot, and that is the compromise of our faith. And so, like the Maccabeans, like all the sons of Mattathias, we too must be willing to honor our leaders insofar as they do the will of God, but to always and everywhere stand up by our witness of the faith in opposition to them when they are opposed to the decrees of Almighty God. For all men, whether whether they be members of the church or members who have assumed power in the world, have been given that privilege by Almighty God. And so, if that privilege is to establish true peace, it must be exercised in accord with the dictates of Almighty God. And the apostasy to the truths of Almighty God are rampant in our modern world, in our modern day. And our Lord tells very clearly what the ramifications of such abandonment to the truths and to the love of God cost civilization, that is, its very destruction. And so, if we wish to turn back the tide of destruction, we must again take up Holy Mother Church, the defense of Holy Mother Church, and the faith that we have received from her, so that our enemies, who are now encircling us with the rampart, seeking our destruction, may again be drawn by the very willingness of us to sacrifice ourselves in defense of truth for their sake, may be drawn again to the love of Almighty God, so that the universal Church of Christ may again become known, loved, and entered into by all of mankind. And so, let us have none of that false sense of ecumenism that would declare that all religions are a path to God. All religions are not a path to God. There is only one true path to God, that is, the Holy Roman Catholic Church. All other religions are a path to a false God, that is, the God who is the enemy of souls. And so, let us, with Cardinal Newman, recognize that true reality, that one in this life is either on his way to the Holy Catholic Church, or they are necessarily on their way to hell, for there are no halfway houses in this world. There is no place that we can establish as men to set up a safe haven, a comfortable place in which to dwell in. We must either earnestly pursue truth with every fiber of our beings, or we necessarily pursue error, and we must ultimately see the ramifications. The pursuit of truth is the pursuit of Christ. The pursuit of error is the pursuit of Satan. And that is ultimately the two choices that mankind has, and each and every man will make one or the other choice. And so, let us resolve always and everywhere to make the one true choice, that is, to follow Christ, and most especially to be gathered where the true sacrifice is always offered, that is, the holy sacrifice of the Mass. And let us always remember that in this side of heaven it is the most extraordinary privilege for mankind to be allowed to participate in that holy sacrifice of the Mass. And so let us come with pure hearts and pure minds, that is, minds imbued with the Catholic faith and hearts ready to die in order to defend that faith, so that we truly may make up what was lacking in the sufferings of Christ in our own flesh. And so, let us always be aware of that great dignity, that in this life, the greatest thing we can do is to participate in the holy sacrifice of the Mass, and we do so in order that we may persevere in the faith, in order that many may be drawn to the one true faith, so that they may find that love and that care of the Sacred Heart of Jesus in the Immaculate Heart of Mary in this life, so that they may praise them forever in the life to come.